Well, I think it's important to put the facts on the table. The facts are that the minister directed SIFs, if any kind of porphyry was being done, to ensure that women were able to sit in the front row. There was no objection to the women sitting in the front row. I'm advised that the objection was to the boorish behaviour exhibited by Ms Collins, and that was felt quite keenly by the kaumātua and kuia who welcomed them. Ms Collins seems to think it's somehow an insult to her to be welcomed by a porphyry. Actually, the people who welcomed them thought they were extending the courtesy to them. Therefore, when Ms Collins marched into the foray with her boots on, instead of taking them off outside, as anyone respectful of a foray would, that caused concern. I'm also told that when the young people were doing their haka, that she turned her back when walking up to her seat on them. She didn't acknowledge them. Young person had been practicing and did a mihi for her. That wasn't acknowledged. In other words, there was a feeling that people were really being put down, and that was what occasioned the kaumātua to issue a rebuke to her. The rebuke was not about the seating. I understand the seating wasn't mentioned. The rebuke was about her behaviour.
Do you believe it could though have been down to ignorance of protocol?
As I say, the government protocol is that women can sit in the front row when being received at state facilities. We like the kaupapa, where there's a government facility involved, to reflect the values of the government and of New Zealand in general. That was not the issue. It was the rudeness that was the issue and that caused the concern. I have now spoken directly to two of our members of parliament who are present. I've seen the press statements by Judy Turner of United Future and Sue Bradford, who also took great concern at the boorish behaviour. I've also spoken directly to the minister, who's spoken to senior officials and had reports. And all I can say is that the National Party is on their own in their interpretation of these events.
What you say to her, she follows, she excuses that. She says during the proceedings she didn't return to her back, nor did she talk.
Well, the advice that I have is that the kaumātua felt that she did not acknowledge and respond appropriately when either the haka or the mihi was being performed. I'm told the young people performed a haka to welcome the select committee. As I say, they thought they were being hospitable. She somehow thought having a porphyry was some kind of impost on her. So she is talking past them. I'm told that she never acknowledged the young people in any way. The 13-year-old young male did a mihi to the guests. She didn't look at them. She didn't respond in any way other than look at her feet. The young people had spent the last few days practicing for the select committee visit. They wanted to be seen as proud and doing what was respectful to their guests. I'm told that Judith Collins never acknowledged the young people at all. In fact, she turned her back when walking up to her seat, and she never thanked the young people. So there was a feeling of great hurt that was there. I'm also told that there had been a similar scene in Papakura recently, and the hosts were keen not to make a scene out of where she chose to sit, to sit herself. And of course, the department policy is that women can sit where they like when they're being welcome.
So are you satisfied that was in case of two there was no issue?
I think Ms Collins got her nose out of joint because she thought there wasn't going to be a porphyry. Now, it so happened that the people who were welcoming them wanted to welcome, underline welcome. They weren't trying to be disrespectful to Ms Collins. They were trying to welcome her and others to the marae. She chose to see this as some kind of imposition and reacted in what I'm told is a boorish way. I might say the outburst seems to be a particularly funny way to court the Maori vote.
She's